12:40 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Welcome back to another week of fun and shenanigans.
That's right.
Lots of laughs. I'm back from Vegas.
You made it.
Yeah, my name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour here. Joining me, as always, is my brother Billy. Hi, Billy.
What's going on?
And our good friend Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hey, boys. How are you?
I made it alive. Back from Vegas. Done.
Yeah, you look pretty good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you know, scars are...
A little heavy on the wallet, though.
Yeah, that's what it's there for.
But it's nice to be back.
Yeah. You didn't win anything.
No. How can you tell by my pregnant pause right there? Yeah, good to be back.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
sure.
Bill's here studying the computer. We have a guest tonight, Bill. Everyone's kind of walking around on pins and needles tonight. We have a very high-profile guest.
Yeah, we got
guest.
A big-time guest.
Big time.
For you boxing fans out there, we got Mick Conlon on, and he was the...
The one, the only.
He was the representative from Ireland in this past Rio Olympics.
He got robbed.
He got robbed.
He did.
A lot of people...
upset.
...were upset about this, including myself.
Yeah.
We'll ask him about it.
He's a beast, man.
Yeah.
I liked his attitude, though, because he knew he was, like, out and he was going to be out of the amateur game soon anyway.
Yeah.
Just flicked the judges off.
Yeah.
Forget you guys.
Yeah. Like, this isn't where the money's at anyway.
He's been bad-mouthed in amateur boxing. He was a stud in amateur boxing. He's a bantamweight.
Right.
That's 122 pounds.
Mm-hmm. After all of that, he's been befriended by Conor McGregor right when he was about to turn pro.
It's a good friend to
have. He said, you know, hey, this is my professional debut. I'm fighting at the Garden on St.
Right.
Patrick's Day.
Fought in, yep.
Top Rank, I think, was the promotions behind it.
Yes,
Bob Arum.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so McGregor agreed to walk him to the ring.
It was beautiful.
A big spectacle.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And then Conlon TKO'd his opponent.
On St. Patrick's Day. That's unbelievable.
It's great. This fight coming up here Friday, the 26th, is at UIC Pavilion. I've never been to the Pavilion for fights, but it's going to be a national.
I have. It's amazing.
Nationally televised fight.
Yeah. It's a great venue.
It's going to be pretty exciting for, we're here to promote this fight because we want the young Irish American community to come out and support Mick.
Got to
go out there, have a few beers, get rowdy with it, listen to some House of Pain, throw up the Irish flag, scream a little bit,
enjoy yourself,
and watch boxing's newest, you know, Irish bad boy get after it.
The Irish have taken over the fight game completely. Whether
from a personality standpoint,
talent standpoint, whether it's MMA fighting in someone's backyard or boxing, the Irish are on top.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, someday we'll be talking to Mick Conlon and he'll be a world champion.
He is a world champion.
But he's on his way, and he's got this fight coming up in Chicago, so he's going to be our guest a little bit later tonight. Well, maybe in the next few minutes. We're awaiting his phone call. He's in Los Angeles training right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're interrupting his training.
Yeah, we are. You know, we'll have to apologize for that when he calls in.
Sorry for interrupting your training.
I don't want him to get angry with me.
He's literally probably like on a treadmill right now, and he's like, I got to do this nonsense?
That's exactly what it is. We'll ask him. Yeah. His agent's like, hey, you got to do the Hooli Brothers radio show.
He's like, who?
Oh,
yeah. Who are these scrubs?
We'll find out. We'll ask him.
Yeah.
Patty looks like a coach from USC right now. He's got
my Pete Carroll outfit on.
Sleeve USC shirt on.
Nike dry fit.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I get a lot of compliments from this shirt. Everybody goes, yeah, Trojans, nice. Yeah. I don't know if
nobody does
it. It screams that, though, because it says it on it, right? It says USC. It says, what's it say?
You look like a recruiter, like you're going door to door. I am. Your son has a heck of a cannon.
Right.
Yeah.
I was the guy in Boys in the Hood that knocked on all the doors.
Yep. Ricky.
Is Ricky here?
May I speak to Ricky, please?
I couldn't even.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan. Is Ricky here?
How about a quick Vegas story before Mick calls? What do you got? Anything weird? Who'd you see? Anyone?
The food was great, Clay. You were right.
Amazing.
Yep.
How was Charlie M's?
Charlie Palmer's, you mean, inside the Four Seasons?
Mm-hmm.
We had a beautiful steak dinner brought to us by Vantiv.
Okay. Is it the cigarette company?
What's
Vantage?
That? No.
Vantiv?
There's a Vantiv Payments, though, just like... All cigarette companies have payment companies.
Absolutely.
You know?
I'm sure
there's a Newport credit card processing somewhere.
Probably.
Salem card processing.
What'd you go with, the prime rib?
I went with the bone-in ribeye.
Nice.
Oof. Because I like a little marble in the steak, you know?
You're a classy guy.
Yeah, it was delicious. And then the next night, we went to a place called
Strip Steak.
Yes. You know it?
Well, no, it was on your itinerary.
You mentioned it.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I forget so easily. It was at Mandalay Bay. It was real nice.
What was the other one that he was going to? Something Eyes?
And then I went to...
Eye Candy.
Eye Candy. Yeah. That's right.
Sounds like an optical store.
How was it? How was Eye Candy?
Nice joint. They got highball glasses and, you know, I don't know. It's just a little martini bar.
Was there some eye candy in there?
There's eye candy all over Vegas.
Yeah.
I was the eye candy.
Oh.
That's right. Really? How'd your uniform go over?
Yeah.
Great.
Did you get compliments on
it? Got the green sport coat, like the green Masters jacket.
Yeah.
And then the Robert Evans shades.
Yeah.
And the black shirt.
And the black shirt.
Yeah. What color pants?
Tan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And shoes?
So black and brown.
Yeah. Wingtips.
You break the rule there. And then you go with green just to blow it up.
And the glasses. I looked like Mo Green. Everybody
like
loved
Green.
It. You know? Mike, the girls are fantastic. You know, what does Mo Green say when he walks in?
Oh, gosh. What does he say?
Did you gamble?
I did.
People
liked my outfit, though. I had white bucks on for a couple of days as well. People were like, hey, nice.
Just people on the street?
Hey, look, it's Pat Boone. How are you, buddy?
Hey, it's Diamond Pat Houlihan.
Diamond Pat.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got to get the rhinestones and the cowboy.
You need is a little sparkle now in your complete.
Honey, I want a cowboy collar for Christmas.
Yeah.
So what'd you do gamble-wise? You did a little
I played craps. I got killed.
Yeah.
I got killed within the first, 15 minutes of
That's
playing.
How it goes, man.
Yeah.
I went to the track. We went to the track for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It was also Brendan, my son's birthday.
That's a big day at
It was
Arlington.
Great. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I, too, didn't do that great. I think I left down 10 bucks.
Yeah.
But
hey,
I won 10 a couple,
bucks down
lost
is a win,
couple.
Man.
Yeah.
I left down the girl from the company that took us out to dinner. She was like, you want to go gamble? You know, I found out that she was from Chicago as well. Mm-hmm. She did sound like that.
You want to go gamble?
I said, where are you from? You know,
it's Mount Prospect.
She goes, Southern California. I go, before that. She goes,
Cicero.
She goes, Cicero.
Really? Then
I went to Riverside Brookfield. I go,
God bless you.
I got your number. I know all everybody. I know all of everybody.
I know what exactly what you're like.
I said, that's what I know. I know what you're like. I know all of everybody. Are we going out? No. As soon as we sort of had that kinship together, she was like, are we going to go out? Let's go out. She goes, come on, let's go gamble. I go, all right. So I threw a C note and got a 100 nickels to play with at the $15 limit crap table. She gets up there. She goes, give me $300. And right away, she's hard pressing, hard four, horn betting and like all kinds of crazy stuff and pressing bets. She's up $2,000 in like a matter of minutes.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And she goes, come on. The night's on us. And then she took a lot of us out. And then we went to a club.
Uh-oh.
Hakuskan or whatever the heck it was called.
Hakuskan. Was that a Saskatchewan club?
No, it was like an Asian-themed sort of bottle service club. Tiesto was DJing.
What? You just say what to people?
Lots of people sweating on you like, move, man, move. I go, move? There's nowhere to move. It's like being in an ant farm on the Jersey Shore.
Awful.
Just like hundreds of shirtless guys going, oh, I couldn't escape.
Wow, an ant farm on the Jersey Shore.
That's classy.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah, everyone has cut off shirts. Everyone's sweaty. Everyone's got tattoos. Everyone's kind of, roided out.
Yeah, yeah.
Tons of girls in high heels everywhere. And no one can hear each other.
Exactly.
Right?
Ah!
There's a guy just dancing, going, like, he basically looked like he was like fist pumping the air, like he was hitting a speed bag. That was like his dancing.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, do you know where the exit is? And he goes, he doesn't say anything. I'm like, I'm trying to get out of there. I'm trying to escape. I go, can you hear me? And he goes, no. He just keeps doing this little silly dance.
Wow.
I literally got lost from the people that I went in there with. Mm-hmm. Like, I turned around for a split of a second and looked in front of me and couldn't find them.
Right.
Like, they were gone, and it was like trying to find somebody at Lollapalooza.
It's like Nightmare on Elm Street.
I just walked out. I found the security guard and the earpiece. I go, where's the door? Right there, man.
Yeah.
It's like
you.
So blatant, Like I go, oh, there it is. Okay.
See and it's great because then you walk out into wide open.
Yeah. I walked out and I was like, you walked out into Vegas and Vegas felt like a pool, like a great wide open pool. In reality, there's another 100,000 people walking.
Yeah.
Out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a weird place.
So what'd you do then? You just went home?
No, I sat at, Eye Candy. Went back door to Eye Candy and had a couple of pops and everybody came back and met me.
Too old for this. I'm going Eye Candy.
Did you get room service?
Then we went to the Wynn.
Nice.
Encore in the Wynn. And then back to Treasure Island. T.I. as they call it.
Wow.
Staying at T.I.
Uh-huh.
No, there's like no Ubers in Vegas. It was all cabs everywhere. It's like the last place on earth where I'm like, cabs are still killing it here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but would you want an Uber in Vegas? You might have your own bazaar that would be.
Big money, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'd get like an accidental $5,000 tip.
But in Vegas, the
from some drunk idiot.
Cabs are owned by all the politicians in Vegas, I presume. So they're probably like, no, there's no Ubers coming in here.
The casinos probably own all the cab companies, you would think.
Politicians, probably not, but other people.
We're not having Uber come in here. No.
Squeezing them out. My Uncle Anthony owns a cab company in Vegas. So
squeezing them out.
Make sure you tip nicely.
It's called Uncle Anthony's Cab Service.
Yeah. Uncle Ant's.
Uh-huh. Hey, call Uncle Lance and have him take us over to the Mirage.
You sure it's not called Cuns?
Cool Uncle Nathan's? Yeah, Cool Uncle Nathan's Cab Service.
They got that one, too. It's one guy, Cool Uncle Nathan.
Well, hopefully we'll take it right out there and watch our boy Mick here
maybe
fight.
Maybe eventually, that would be awesome. Big prize fight in Vegas for him in the future.
Big MGM grand deal, you know?
Yeah.
Be great.
It would be great. Let's do a quick
commercial break. But you know what you do have to do? You got to eat a lot of McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Before any fight?
Yeah. Or to get to that level of championship caliber? Yeah.
Oh, every day.
Everybody needs to eat some McCann's Irish Oatmeal, that's for sure.
We got to tell Mick to have a bowl of it before his fight.
He will, absolutely. If he hasn't already.
Sticks to your bones. Be knocking suckers down. all right, the Hooli's Hooli is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, "Your rubbish is our bread and butter." So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
As we talked at the beginning of this show, we have Michael Conlon, Mick Conlon, on tonight, Irish Olympian boxer who's gone professional. He won his first professional debut on St. Patrick's Day in New York City at the Garden. He's going to fight this March 26th. May.
This coming Friday, son.
Yeah.
Going down.
Yeah, he's going to fight at the UIC Pavilion for his second pro fight.
Friday night, May 26th. Get over there. It's a pro fight, nationally televised fight. It's brought to you by Top Rank. Michael Conlon is one of the most heralded amateur boxers in Irish history.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
And his last debut, a lot of the sports boxing writers were saying that it was the most anticipated amateur to pro debut since the Oscar De La Hoya.
I know. Wow. That's incredible.
And he also had a little help from an Irish patriot in Conor McGregor taking him out to the ring.
Sure.
Beautiful support there.
Mick, are you with us?
I'm with you guys. How's it going?
Very
Mick,
good.
Thanks for doing the show.
Mick, have you ever been to Chicago before?
Pleasure. I was there for a press conference a few weeks ago, and you know, I actually felt like I was back in Ireland because there were so many Irish people. I mean, at the same time, it was the first time, because I'm living in LA, the first time I smelled Spanish grass in a long time.
Nice. Yeah, I think you'll... How long are you going to be in town here for the fight? Are you in and out, or are you going to hang out for a little while and soak it in?
No, I'll be there from Monday, and I head back on Sunday. You know, I got another fight in the pipeline for July, start of July, so I've got to get back in the training right away.
Right on. Who's this guy you're fighting? Would you know anything about him yet? I presume.
All I know is he's a Mexican fighter. Four wins, four losses. Never been stopped, but you know, that's all going to change.
That's right.
May 26th.
Now, Mick.
Know me.
Mick, how do you feel about all the press attention that you're getting? I mean, is this something that you're reveling in? You were in the amateur game for a long time. You finally went pro. You smoked your last guy. You're getting a lot of press because you've made a friend in Conor McGregor, and he came out and he pumped up the fight for you a little bit. As far as the boxing game goes, do you feel like Conor's passing the torch on for Ireland to get a little bit brash in the game and get back in and get themselves a champion?
I think so. You know, he's definitely leading the way. He's not Shane and Nate. But, you know, I think a lot of fighters now, MMA, boxing, even non-combat sports, they're kind of following Conor's footsteps. They're being confident, they're speaking confidently. And their acting company, you know, and their performances are going up. So, you know, if you believe it, see it and see it, you can do it. You know, it's the truth. And I've been doing it since I've been a boy. But, you know, Conor coming out and doing it publicly, it's not maybe a deal to do it publicly because in the past, a lot of people when the late Irish were doing it, but now it seems to be the norm.
Sure. Now, what age did you get started at?
I started at 7.
At 7 years old, wow.
So,
I got a 3-year-old son, and I'm already thinking about getting him into it, but I think he's a couple years away yet.
Yeah.
Think, right now, he's picking on his brother right now.
So he's already ready to go.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go.
Mick, you came from a boxing family, didn't you? Wasn't your dad training you as a kid?
My dad was my trainer, and my two big brothers, they both box, one still does professionally. He's 19-0, 12 KOs, I think.
Nice.
But, you know, it's in our blood. You know, my father was an amateur fighter, never really reached the heights, but always loved the sport. And then he put that in us from a young age. We were growing up watching the boxing. Sitting up at 4 a.m. watching the big fights in America, and you know, he gave us the love book for it. And you know, I've never looked back since the first day I walked into that gym.
That must have been an amazing feeling for you to walk into Madison Square Garden, where such, you know, great fighters such as Tyson, Ali, everybody has been there, and then to get there and get a win on top of it must have been just
thrilling,
just unbelievable. What can you describe that feeling at all?
The feeling of the Madison Square Garden event was something that I could never have seen it or imagined. You know, I'm putting all these things in and I'm picturing what I want and attracting what I want to do, but I could never have even put this in my head. It was the most unbelievable feeling I've ever had in sport. You know, it tops me winning the World Amateur Championship. It tops me winning the Olympic bronze medal. You know, this was the pinnacle of my sporting career so far. You know, it's only going to get better, but we're all going out there seeing the sea of green, the Irish flags, and the flu bit everywhere, grace them, and then put them under pressure, Ben. It was just unbelievable. You know, I couldn't thank the people enough for coming and showing the support. And it's what Irish people do. They support their own.
Sure.
They do it very, very well.
You got a lot of people behind you, and it's a great it's a great feeling to get that support. Was there any point during the fight where you kind of looked around and you were like, this is just unreal, and you kind of lost yourself for a minute?
But when I was when the day was open for me to walk out, and I thought that's when I was kind of really got nervous.
Yeah.
When I got most comfortable.
Sure.
It's when I seen that food, and they like, I was actually nervous before then. I'm more nervous walking to the ring here. But as soon as the doors opened, that's when I felt comfortable.
That's great.
Once the lights came on, the doors opened, I see everybody. It was just comforting. It was like fighting in my own garden.
No, I believe that. It's like because, you know, actors say that when you get nervous and then when the stage lights go on, it's like everything's out. It's me and that audience and that stage is mine. And that's how you start to own it. And we're excited to have you. I think you're going to get a big crowd to come out and watch you, at least the Irish-American community. We encourage everybody to go out and see this fight on the 26th. That's next Friday night at the Pavilion.
Hey, you're a beast, man. You're quick. You got power. You're unstoppable. You're just a beast.
Hey, Mick, as a kid growing up, when your dad was training you, was there a specific fighter that you kind of idolized or a style or a fighter that had a certain style that you tried to incorporate into your routine when fighting?
I love Sugar Ray Leonard. Was a guy who I loved just because of his speed and his power.
Sure.
And, you know, even though he was a pretty boy, he had big guts, you know. He didn't show no lack of heart. He always gave it 110%.
Yep.
And that's the guy who I loved. But, you know, growing up, you're watching fighters like Gotti and Ward fight, you know.
Yeah.
With Mickey Ward being called Irish, Mickey Ward having a bit of Irish in him. I was,
oh, yeah.
Like, no, those are brutal.
100% behind him. You know, he shows what having an Irish heart is, you know. That
yep.
fight showed how an Irish heart is. Never give up.
Absolutely.
Have you had a chance to meet Irish Mickey Ward?
I haven't met him yet, but I'm sure when I'm boxing in Boston, I'll definitely meet him.
Absolutely. I know you will, yeah.
Just go down to the gym. He still hangs out at the gym every day.
Yeah, I've seen a few fighters from back home were actually boxing in Boston recently. They met up with him and done some training with him.
That's great.
What gym are you training out of right now in the States while you get ready for your fight?
I'm training in the Rock gym in Carson.
Oh, okay.
Money Robles is the head coach.
Yep.
Oscar Valdez is the one champion. Jason Quigley's there, an Irish guy.
Yeah.
And Jesse Magdaleno, another world champion. You know, it's a young gym, a gym that is thriving on success. And, you know, big success. So, you know, I feel that I'm in a great place. I've got great sparring partners and, you know, I've got good people around me.
That's great.
That gym, maybe to be on the East Coast so I could be more surrounded by Irish people. That's the only thing I'm interested here.
Sure.
All right. Well, you can come see Mick fight at the UIC Pavilion this Friday night, the 26th of May. All right. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get tickets by calling 1-800-745-3000. They take Visa, MasterCard, Cash, American Express, all that stuff.
Yep.
It's going to be at noon Central Time, all right? So that's when they go on sale.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not going to be a fight at
night. The fight is not at noon.
Yeah. No.
Mick, of all the televised fights you've had, do you get pumped for the TV fights? Is that something that, you know, you feel like, all right, this gets my name out there even further, and the more people that know my name, the better shot I get at a title shot moving forward?
Yeah, the bigger the stage, the better.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely.
I wouldn't have it any other way. What's the point of fighting? Like, if someone asks me, do you want to fight on the undercard or be someone like a waiter in a card or no one? I want to entertain. You know, that's what I want to be. I want to bring entertainment. Just boxing, I just want to bring entertainment that keep people happy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, I mean, when you reach, can you tell the story about how you hooked up with McGregor? Like, where did you guys? How did that go down? I mean, it was after you won the championships, the World Boxing Championship. He calls you up, and did you call him or did he call you?
Yeah, he reached out to me and congratulated me, and you know, it was as his rage as he was going up. So 2015, I think he was almost. Was he champion? I'm not too sure if he was champion. I think he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to have a superstar like him, he was a superstar of sport.
Yeah.
And starting to kind of transcend that sport across the whole world. So, he reached out to me and congratulated me. And he says, kept in touch, and he ended up losing the following year. I've been in touch with him, talking with him.
Yeah.
He's talking about, he was actually talking about boxing back then.
Yeah.
About talking about coming in and taking over boxing in 2015, that was. And he lost then to Nate Diaz, and he contacted me and said, listen, I need some sparring partners. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
So I got in contact with a few guys that I know, gave him a few options. I got a guy who's perfect for Nate Diaz, the exact same day, the exact same days. And, you know, Connor couldn't thank me enough. I brought the guy there for some sparring. Me and Connor met up, and it was great, you know, and then kind of stayed in touch then, and then we ended up doing an event in Belfast.
Sure.
A speaking event, when we were on the stage together. And I had a few drinks with you. It was great.
Yeah.
What's the chances of you going to walk me in here with Davey? And he just started laughing. Just 100%. It was good.
So you take him up on it, and he's like, yeah, I'll do it.
That's great.
And you're like, all right, sweet.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got to be a blast to hang out with, huh?
The guy's comedy gold, you know. You're always laughing, you're always smiling.
That's,
you know, and he knows how to party too, so, you know, he's like, no, he's not late. This is good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I've seen your fights, I've seen your style walking to the ring. You've embraced that. You got that chip on your shoulder. You like the show of it.
You got to, man.
You're like, and is that, I mean, I don't know if that can be taught. I think it can be emulated. You can emulate another guy, but like, you just either can do that or you can't do that.
Yeah, you're born with that. A lot of Irish guys are born with that. That's called swagger.
Yeah, but some guys don't like to show it. Like, Mick, we can tell right away that you have no shame in showing that off, right? And that's got to put the other guy in the corner and makes him a little bit nervous when you're walking out with that. How old were you?
It's an entertainment business, Mom.
Oh, that's right. No, exactly. But like, how old were you when you started bringing that into your game? I mean, in amateur boxing, they probably curb a lot of that. Like,
he was probably doing it at 7. I could see him doing it at 7.
But you probably been chomping at the bit to start doing that since you were like 15 or 16. You're like, no.
I'm not going to lie to you. You wouldn't believe it. My whole professional David Kendrick, and what I wore, everything. I designed all that myself and told people how I wanted the music. Got everything set up myself because I've been dreaming of doing that shit since I was a kid.
Yeah,
and that was my chance to simply do it on a professional. You don't do it in amateurs, you just walk through it. Even though in the amateurs, from a kid, I've always had that kind of cheekiness in me where in the ring I'm sticking my tongue out and I'm blowing the face of his head and laughing at him when I hit him. You know, I've always had that pathos in my head. So, you know, the fact that I was able to go and show it in like third sets and the entrance music, it was unbelievable.
Oh, man. I mean, after all that, you're ready to just knock someone's head off, you know? You're just
for like, sure. But the tough part of that is, like, when you do that, you better win. Because then everybody else... Because if you don't win, because then you don't win, all your haters are going to... They're like,
you look like a real jerk if you don't win.
But do it anyway.
I hope...
I mean, I hope you do that when you're here in Chicago. I want you to amp that up when you're in the, when you're walking to the ring here in Chicago, because the people from Chicago, the Chicago Irish, are gonna get pumped for this fight.
Oh yeah,
and they're gonna get wild. They want that. They want the show. They want the show.
Yeah. And they'll get it.
Absolutely. So
we know you won't disappoint, my man.
We're excited to have you.
Downright, I won't disappoint.
All right. We know you're a busy guy. You got to get back to working out. I want to remind our listeners here, it's Mick Conlon. He's coming to Chicago Friday, May 26th at the USC Pavilion. For tickets, you can call 1-800-745-3000. It's a nationally televised fight. It's brought to you by Top Rank. It's Mick's second fight as a pro. Mick, any predictions here? We're going to see a knockout or TKO. What do you think? What's going on?
KO.
All right,
there it is. You heard it.
The first or second round.
I love it.
All right. You heard it from Mick's mouth.
one or two round KO. Let's hope that the other fights last longer. You get more bang for your buck.
Yeah, well, show up early.
But Mick promises to bring the big show on his way to the ring. Mick Conlon, I thank you. Good luck. We'll be rooting for you. We'll be there.
We'll see you here
Friday,
Chicago,
May 26th. Thanks, Mick. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836, 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah. Hoolies, Hoolie, welcome back. 12:40 a.m.
That was awesome.
It's fun to have Mick Conlon on the program there.
He's a bad man.
It's going to be a fun fight.
He could take all of us pretty easily.
Pretty good story about hooking up about Conor McGregor taking him and saying, let's do this.
He just asked him when they were out having drinks.
Uh-huh.
That's great.
That's the best.
What are the chances of you welcoming me into my fight? I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's just great. You don't know until you ask. That's the lesson. You don't know until you ask.
You got to ask.
That's right.
That's right.
Got to ask.
Well, it appears that the Irish are taking over the game of fighting, huh?
On every level.
On street fighting.
Yeah, everything.
Street fighting, traveler fighting.
Thumb wars.
Yep.
Yeah, the whole deal.
Tic-tac-toe games.
Thumb war champion Sean O'Callaghan tonight.
Yeah, he's
at O'Leary's bar. Midnight. You know? He talks a real big game.
Chess.
His thumbs are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Thumb wars.
Thumb wars. You know that there was we were talking about Vegas at the beginning.
Yeah.
Our friend Michael Curry, 1 year, won. There was a rock, paper, scissors championship.
That's correct. Yeah.
You ever play rock, paper, scissors, Clay?
Yeah, all the time.
Good game.
It's fantastic. He won in Vegas.
So it was sponsored through like Budweiser or Bud Light, and you had to go to like, you went to certain bars in the Chicagoland area, and if you like made it I think to like the finals, there were like five guys that got to go to Vegas and represent Illinois in the like.
And he was one of them.
He was one of them. He was in the Rock Paper Scissors Championships in Vegas.
Wow.
I gotta see like.
That's a feather in your cap, isn't it?
Are you kidding me? That's a movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's Shoot. A movie.
It's called Shoot.
That's a movie.
It's called Shoot.
Shoot.
Like not shoot craps. Like 1, 2, 3, shoot.
It's going on with shooting craps too.
Yeah,
shooting a lot of stuff.
The Rock, Paper, Scissors movie has been banned in major cities throughout America because parents believe that they're flashing gang signs intermittently between scissors, paper, or rock. Go straight to DVD by Paramount.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
1925 news guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1925 news guy here. Yeah. Mick Conlon will be fighting. He's a brawler from Belfast.
Yeah.
He'll be taking on the world at the UIC Pavilion Friday night. The
26th. We'll be there. We'll be there to check it out. Hopefully, a lot of you listeners
will be there.
And on the news,
Lou Gehrig had four hits today. Yeah. And the Yankees beat the.
Just a reminder to those that are looking for tickets, you can call the Ticketmaster box office at 1-800-754-3000. That's for tickets to the Conlon fight.
Let's get a crew there.
Get a crew. Bring
the Irish flags out.
Bring the Irish flags.
This is
get
it.
A crew.
We've been waiting for this.
The box office is also open Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So they accept cash, Visa, MasterCard. And
this is
going
to be I mean, if you've never been to a pro boxing fight, this is the deal.
It's cool.
This is the TV event. This is a top rank event. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, it should be fun.
It's going to be so
it's
cool.
It's the whole show, man.
You get the goosebumps after your ninth beer before the fight's about to start.
Yeah. Just like hearing when they connect, what it sounds like.
So tickets go from $102 to $52 to $32. So I imagine $102 gets you on the floor, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. Which will be pretty crazy. Bring your Irish flag. Drape it around
you.
Are
we getting press passes?
I don't know. We'll have to ask some of his promoters
about
that.
We're the press
thing
in our fedoras?
Yeah. He was at Hooli's Hooli. We're sitting here, right?
Hi, we're from 1925. Do we have permission to sit here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Don King.
I think that we could probably hopefully wrangle in some press passes to meet Mick, take some pictures with him.
Do you mind flash photography?
Yeah.
Do you mind flash photography?
Fisticuffs. Yeah.
We've got a real fisticuffs here tonight.
Yeah.
Ready for TV.
Yeah.
Let's show up in three-piece suits, like real tight, you know, like we're from 1925. See what happens.
What we do is we have three-piece suits that all say 1925 on the back of them, like we're some weird crew.
We're promoting something.
People will probably think it's a vodka or something.
You know what? It should be the call numbers of the station. 1240 on the back.
Press 1240.
1240 press. That sounds like an old basketball play. You guys are gonna run the 1240 press.
We'll rent an old like car from the 20s and show up in that.
Just pull up to the pavilion in that.
We're here for the fisticuffs.
There was a brawl.
I'll be constantly changing the huge bulb in my flashlight.
My favorite.
My flash.
That's my favorite aesthetic in Raging Bull is that. Where they're using that flash bulb.
You don't get that a lot anymore because everyone's got their phone. So you don't get like at the World Series. You still get it, but. Even back in the 90s, you'd get that array of flashes.
Right, like when Roy Hobbs comes to bat at the end of the Natural, you know?
You don't get that a lot.
Cut to shot of Wilford Brimley. Big firework shot of the camera.
Snapchatting a picture of their hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Clay, it's funny you brought up that movie. I saw a guy when we were out on Friday night. A friend of ours was in town. We were visiting him, and we were at an establishment in the city. There was a guy that was wearing a New York Knights Letterman jacket there.
Yeah. It was Hobbs.
It was a bouncer. I was like, how many times do you think someone's gone, hey, Hobbs?
Oh, yeah.
What did I do wrong?
I was going to say it, and then I saw how big he was.
He was huge. Man, yeah. The lady that I was with, I almost turned to her. I was like, that guy. And I was like, I'm not going to make any jokes. Forget it.
Is Darren McGavin the bad owner in The Natural?
No. Darren McGavin, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he is.
He's
the
dad in Christmas Story, but he
he's like a swindler in that.
He's Robert like Prosky is the bad owner.
Okay, Bob Prosky. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wilford Brimley's the coach.
What a great cast.
Some of the greatest.
Redford Brimley.
And
Darren McGavin.
Michael Madsen.
Oh, yeah, he's in it.
Kim Basinger.
You know who else is in
What a dame.
Yeah.
Mike Stone.
Mike Stone, sure.
Mike, is that his name? Mike Starr? Mike Stone?
He's Mike Starr.
Mike Starr.
Yeah, he's a Chicago guy.
He's in it.
Hollywood Mike Stone? Sure, I know him.
He's friends with Diamond Pat Houlihan.
He is.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Stone's in The Natural.
Okay.
Trivia. Have you ever
he's
seen
the
him?
Third guy in the row of Wrigley. He's the,
yeah.
When they're there.
I'm sure he's in a movie called The Natural. I'm not sure if it's The Natural we're speaking of.
Why?
Rimshot, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do the rest of the show on 20s, boys.
You know, I just heard Hank Azaria. He has a new show out. Do you follow the career of Hank Azaria at all?
A little bit.
He's got that new, what the heck's the name of the show where he's a baseball announcer? Have you seen the
I've seen, yeah.
On IFC.
I heard him in an interview recently speaking about getting the show developed and coming up with it. And it's one of his ideas. And people are like, how'd you come up with the idea? And he was like, I couldn't stop doing announcer guy. I was doing announcer guy walking around my house all day. And like, it was just an old character that I used to pull out of, you know, the thin air when I was bored.
Yeah.
And then finally I was like, I gotta do it. This character is calling to me.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta do it. I gotta put it to work. And people are saying it's his best work ever.
Really?
Yeah.
He's working on The Simpsons. It's pretty
so
amazing.
If that, yeah, it is. So if that's the case, we've got a Southern Cowboy movie starring us coming out.
It's
in
called
about 15
Brock,
years.
I think it's Brockmire.
Brockmire. Thank you, Bill.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's his show.
Brockmire. It's a British fan in the audience here.
Yeah, we got a Southern Cowboy movie and a British movie coming.
Listen, we're writing lots of movies. I got a Southern Cowboy movie, a British movie. And
I walk around and I do like Statham all day.
You do Jason Statham voices all day to yourself?
Kind of. Like, I'm like, Where is the Dr. Pepper? I thought I brought it in from the garage. It still must be in my wife's car. I do not have time for this.
So you talk to yourself when you're alone? Are you one of those guys?
All day.
Bill, do you ever do that?
They say you're smarter if you do that.
Really?
Yeah. But I usually just like curse about other people. I'll be like, that, you know.
Do you do accents, though?
You
do accents?
I see Bill doing like a running monologue of what he's doing like while he's driving the car. Like, what did I do with my smokes? My heaters are right there. Put one in my mouth, light it, turn the radio on.
He narrates.
Now. Yeah, he's narrating every movie that he does. Taking a left here now, rolling up on Butera, going to be stopping in to sell some Mrs. T's lemonade.
I'm a different person every 20 minutes. Sometimes I'm an English guy, I'm a Southern guy, I'm an old black lady.
That's what you tell your agent. I'm a different guy every 20 minutes. I'm a Southern guy, I'm a black guy. Sometimes I'm an old black lady. Not a lot, but a little, some part of the time.
That's
what
true.
Time do I audition? What time do I start up?
It's true. What do you do?
Same stuff.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
It's very bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Yeah, I mean,
we should ask Mick Conlon. You have a split personality disorder at all? You ever just walk around and talk to yourself in different voices?
No, I just beat people up and make money.
Yeah,
there are guys in the sales office who mumble to themselves and talk to themselves.
Well, that's scary.
Of course.
Yeah,
like your guys walking past you in the fridge in the kitchen. Nah, no fruit snacks left.
I've worked with.
What'd you say? I'm worried about fruit snacks.
I've worked with guys who, like, everyone's purposely nice to because they're like, when he comes back,
he's going to kill you.
He's going to kill everybody, so be nice to him.
It's Dominic over there. Be nice to him.
And you look at the guy, and he's just, like, mumbling to himself. Right. Like, yeah.
Be kind. Be nice to Crazy Mike, because if you're not nice to Crazy Mike, he might kill all
of us
someday.
Mike, that tie is nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sears.
Sears. Pet Boys.
Hey.
Pep Boys.
I don't know. He's got to get auto parts. He's mad.
Petco.
I said Sears because he got the tie. You just went Pep Boys.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't know he got a muffler with the tie.
That works.
Yeah.
That shows
he's
how
angry about his windshield wipers that he bought.
That shows how crazy.
Hey, Mike,
he is.
Nice tie. Pep Boys. Bad windshield wipers. Yeah. You got a big dog.
Did you see
all of a sudden he's Larry Flint?
Yeah.
Hey, big dog.
Hey, big dog.
Let's talk about people watching in Vegas. Did you see anyone outstanding? Anyone on stilts or anything?
No.
Any angels?
You see any angels in Vegas?
Any saints? Angels, saints. Probably lots of demons.
Women, I feel like women, you run into some angels, some lingerie, like angel-looking women.
Oh, like the Victoria's Secret women?
Yeah,
like,
but they're just like walking down the street.
Like, what are you, an angel?
Yes. Are you in angel gear right now?
The guys, that's what, hey, tell the girls to put their angel gear on and start working the strip.
No, she gets ready and her boyfriend comes out of the hotel room. What are you wearing, the angel gear? Get back in there. Put on a sweatshirt. Come on, we're going to...
She puts a sweatshirt
we're
on.
Watch some bowling.
She puts a sweatshirt on that says Angel Gear.
Wait a minute.
Billy's ideas. Angel Gear.
Angel Gear.
It's just
brand.
T-shirts. It just say Angel Gear. It's got a little halo on it, and it's got like a hot chick. Like a silhouette of like a beautiful woman, Angel Gear.
So basically,
I think we just hit a home run.
You want to do like a strip club T-shirt of a strip club that doesn't exist, Angel and just gear. Call it Angel Gear.
Yes,
I'm taking the concept of L.A. Gear,
yes,
and angels, and the aesthetic of the cheesiness of strip club T-shirts, and I'm putting it all in one.
And it'll be sold at Walmart.
We sell it at UFC fights. It's called Angel Gear. It's great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Hats. Yeah, who'd you see? Anybody? Come on, any celebrity sightings?
No, none of it. It was very subdued.
It's kind of an off time, I guess.
I got a Nathan's hot dog in the food court at Mandalay.
Was
Bay.
It any good?
I guess it was my first Nathan's hot dog.
You're like, let's see what these are about.
Did you ever have a Nathan's hot dog? You go to Coney Island? No, Mandalay Bay. Oh. That kind of takes the wind out of hot dogs, doesn't it?
You know? Yeah.
You went to it's Vegas
like, you
and had
Chicago
a hot dog?
Chicago-style pizza? Yeah, we're Dubai.
Pizzeria Uno in Dubai. Great Chicago's that. Yeah. What did they tell you about the water and the crust? It's bull. You know how they put a little corn on the bottom of it sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
They put sand in it.
God bless.
And the sand just tastes like sweet, sweet garlic powder butter. It's good stuff.
Garlic powder butter. Outstanding.
That sounds delicious.
My uncle puts garlic powder butter on his popcorn.
I can't wait.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. I love it.
I'm going to say that at work tomorrow after a phone call.
Sit in on the bus. Turn
to everybody in the phone back and go, hey, my uncle likes garlic powder butter. And then just go back to my desk and pretend like nothing
happened. Say that on the bus.
And then go...
yeah. Say what? Say it on the bus? What bus?
You take the bus to work, don't you?
I do. I take public
say
trains.
Garlic butter power out loud.
I'm going to say like 50 times in a row. Garlic butter powder. Garlic butter power. Garlic butter powder.
Power.
Garlic butter power. Fist pump the air.
Fist pump the air and hold your nose.
Garlic butter power. The frightening thing about garlic butter power, I can't even say it.
Garlic butter power?
Garlic butter power! Is that if you start yelling garlic butter power, some guy on the bus is going to go, garlic butter power. He's going to start doing it too, and then next thing you know, 10 people on the bus are going, garlic butter power! Garlic butter power!
Then you're
going
to be in jail.
Somebody walks next
in
and stop, goes, green line!
Somebody goes to the bus driver, they go, what the heck's going on back there? And he goes, just another day in Chicago, yeah. My friend.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right. Give it a shot. Maybe it'll work.
Give it a shot. I don't know what's going
to what could happen.
It'll bring you happiness.
It'll be a good social experiment.
Yeah.
Oh.
How weird can people be? By Pat Hulahan.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do any walking in the strip on the strip at all while I was at
Vegas. That's all I do when I'm there. I go up and down.
No, because everybody I was with was like, I'm taking a cam. I'm taking
you
a cam.
You gotta hoof it.
Because Mandalay Bay is on the other side of the strip, and we were at TI, Treasure Island, which is on totally the other side.
Yeah.
And it looks like five city blocks, maybe. It's way longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that, Bill, you've never been to Vegas.
No.
The size of these places. It's like going to Disneyland or something. It's
I think I'd be a lunatic in Vegas. I'm kind of scared about like how I would react there.
Why?
I say yes to everything. Hey, you want to do this? Yeah.
Right.
You have fun.
You know?
Garlic butter powder.
Garlic butter powder.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would get myself into trouble in Vegas or just... Wake one up thing, one morning and be like, I spent $5,000.
You'd be sniffing garlic butter powder in some hotel room.
Yeah, doing something crazy. Yeah.
You know, I was kind of sad that I didn't go see that right there at Mandalay Bay. In like they have like a little Hard Rock section. It's not it's not big, you know. Billy Idol plays every night.
Are you kidding me?
To a room of like maybe 200 people.
It's great.
And I kept trying to get everybody to go. I was like, come on, let's go see Billy Idol.
It was probably amazing.
People are like, no, we want to go see Tiesto.
I would have gone to Idol by myself. I would have gone, forget it. I'll just go see Idol by myself. See you later.
Honey, I'm going to see Idol by myself.
and I'll be dancing by myself, too.
Ooh, yeah. Look at Billy coming back with the big guns on the puns.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Big guns with the puns, huh?
We already talked about that guy.
Yeah.
Bill was very shocked to find out that big pun. Who is it?
Fat Joe.
Fat Joe has been dead. How many years?
I think it's been... Big Pun. Is dead.
We had this argument.
Fat Joe's alive.
Fat Joe's alive. Big Pun's been dead for, I don't know, 15
forget
years.
Forget you ever heard of him, right?
That's that was weird. Like six episodes ago, right?
To House Cypress Hill. They're all still alive.
I don't know. Yeah,
big. I'm excited for this fight. This is gonna change my weekend.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be a nice little.
What time's it going down?
Kickoff to Memorial Day weekend.
What time's the fight start? 9 o'clock? 8 o'clock? 7 o'clock? Anybody?
We gotta look at that right now. Let's see.
I'm gonna go get a Nathan's hot dog and then go there.
Yeah, there's no Nathan's hot dogs in Chicago though.
You can buy them at Jewel.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the only kind I get. I swear to God.
Really? You don't like Oscar Mayer hot dogs?
No, I only buy Nathan's, to be honest with you.
Got a prejudice against hot dogs?
I don't do that crap.
Whatever. Want to play a song? I want to play a song. Then we'll come back.
Do it, Tuffy.
Moni Moni, Billy Idol. Idol.
Love it.
Doing a little Moni Moni. Yeah. Welcome back to the Hoolies Hoolie. We're in the home stretch here.
That's right.
Towards the end of the show. Show went quick. Want to thank Mick Conlon at the top of the show there.
The one, the only.
Top Rank Boxing presents. He's going to have his second professional fight at the USC Pavilion Friday night, the 26th at 6 p.m. Get tickets.
Yeah, he's fighting. What's his name? He's fighting a guy named Michael Alvarado.
A little Mikey Alvarado, huh? He's about to get
from Denver. He's 34-4. He's got 23 KOs, but I think he's like what Mick said. I think he's 4-4 as a pro.
He's gonna get smoked.
But yeah, we'll see, man.
Let's go knock him out.
Yeah, hopefully Mick knocks him out.
Maybe I'll get in Mick's corner and start screaming.
Knock him out!
Come on.
Knock him out!
Knock
That's
him
all
out,
he
Mick.
Just keeps saying. Knock him out!
Knock him out!
Knock him out! Knock him out!
I was saying the southern accent. I'll get a big cowboy hat.
That guy
knock
came,
him out!
That guy came out southern by mistake.
Knock him out!
Who was that guy? Knock him out!
Knock him out.
Hey, Mick, knock him out.
Hey, Mick, knock him out. Do us all a favor, knock him out.
I'm going to say that to every 7-Eleven guy that I see now after I get a pack of smokes. Thank you, knock him out.
Thank you, knock him out. Okay.
Hey, all right, knock him out.
Okay, thank you.
Say it to everybody. You have a nice sales call.
Wait, hold on. I'm looking
Thank you, Jim. Knock him out. Click.
Knock him dead.
Knock him dead.
I always say that.
All right, knock him dead.
Knock him dead, kiddo.
I got this wrong. Mick's not fighting Alvarado. Alvarado is on the bill, all right?
He's still getting knocked out.
He's fighting a guy named Matthew Strode. It's an 8-round fight. It's a welterweight.
Strode.
Collins fight six. It's a junior featherweight, and it's 6 rounds.
So he bumped his weight up a little bit.
Yeah.
To what, 130?
Probably.
I could see that.
But yeah, on the press release here, it doesn't have who they're
fighting.
It
doesn't matter who
yet.
He's fighting. He's gonna beat the crap out of him.
But it's a pro fight.
Second round KO, first or second round KO. That's what Mick told us.
That's a prediction. We could send that to ESPN tonight.
Yeah.
No, we'll keep it for ourselves though.
No, because he said the guy that he was fighting was 4-4.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Okay. Mick's 1-0 as a pro.
That's kind of, he's fighting a guy with 8 fights.
Doesn't make a darn bit of difference.
No.
This Conlon guy is the most touted amateur guy to go pro since Oscar De La Hoya.
He's going to knock him out.
Since Oscar De La Hoya.
I'm going to give him a big hug.
Hey, can I give you a big hug for winning?
Hey, nice work. Can I give you a John hug?
A big John hug? My name's John, by the way.
Can I give you a big squishy hug?
Hi, Mick. I'm John. Thanks for winning. Give you a big John hug? Thank you, buddy. Nah.
Mick's going to listen to this show and be like, these guys are out of their minds. This show doesn't make any sense.
He'll like us more. He'll be laughing.
Yeah, we're weird, man. Yeah. We're just 3 weirdos.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I hope he comes to time. I want him to do the whole Conor McGregor deal. I want him to put the fur
coat
on.
I'll follow him every city he goes. Every city he fights in, we'll go.
Yeah.
We'll become the Mick Conlon station. Oh, Mick all the time.
Oh, Mick all the time. All the fights. All the hits.
All the hits.
All the KOs. He predicted a knockout.
I want to walk to the ring. Everyone walking to the ring should be carrying pots of gold.
Well, his influences were Sugar Ray Leonard, Mickey Ward, Gotti.
Yeah.
So
he's got good
his
influences.
Watch. Yeah, some good fights and has some good role models there.
Sugar Ray, man, I'll never forget him and Hagler. Those are some
Sugar
of the
Ray was
ever.
He never got hit. The guy never had a black eye.
Oh, Marvelous Marvin hit him.
Yeah, he did.
So did Tommy Hearns.
Yep.
But that's what I loved. Like that's boxing was like. Yes.
Boxing's
coming back.
Boxing's on its way back.
It is.
It's on its way back. I'm excited for it.
Now that Klitschko's out of the picture.
Now that Klitschko's gone, boxing's back.
Well, he was the champion for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
All right. Well, we're heading down the end of this episode. I want to thank our listeners for sticking around. I want to thank Mick Conlon.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mick.
Break
go
a leg.
Mick.
Go see him. Go see him Friday night, the
May
26th.
Irish
6
Olympian.
p.m.
Yeah, second pro fight.
That's right, USC Pavilion, brought to you by Top Rank. It's going to be a good fight.
You can get tickets to that. I just want to remind the audience one more time. Tickets to that, call 1-800-745-3000. Ticketmasters accepts everything except for American Express or personal checks. Tickets go from $102 down to $32. Or you could just go to the USC Pavilion box office located on Racine in between Gate 3 and 4. All right.
Awesome. If you like listening to this show, you can find past archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at iTunes underneath Free Crack.
Yeah.
And stick around after this program for The Crack, sponsored by with Cooney and Hoolie.
Yes.
Also,
almost screwed that up.
That's right. They do that show at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions afterwards. This has been the Hoolies Hoolie Radio Hour. Until next week, bye.